the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls live from a beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. As y'all can see right here below, we're going to be talking about what happens when a stock split happens and you have fractional shares. So we all know you have two big stocks that's going to come up where you're going to have, Apple and Tesla, right? Apple is doing a 4-to-1, Tesla is doing a 5-to-1. But due to new technology, we now have it where you can buy fractional shares. So first thing we're going to talk about is what are fractional shares? So before we go any further, we're going to talk about what are fractional shares. And we're going to talk about what a stock split is. Then we're going to get into what are fractional shares, right? So the first thing is, what is a stock split? People may ask that all the time. A stock split is kind of what it says in the title. A stock split is when you split the stock, right? One second here. I had to concentrate here, make sure I didn't misspell nothing there. But what is a stock split? A stock split is when you take a particular stock and the stock is split down to, a lower price. So we're going to walk is exactly what it is, right? So for prime example, Apple is taking their stock and it's doing a 4-to-1. So if for every one stock you have, you're not going to have four, right? So we're going to walk through in this video, we're going to talk about what is a stock split, what we just did. Then we're going to talk about why do companies do stock splits and a regular stock split versus a fractional stock split. Second thing, what is a fractional share? A fractional share is, let's say for prime example, Apple costs $400. You don't have $400. So with that being said, you take the $400 and let's say if you only have $200. So now with the new technology, you can purchase $200 worth of stock, right? So when you look at it, you have, now you can purchase, with $200, you can purchase a half a stock of Apple, right? So that's something that people really like and get into, which is cool. So the first thing we're going to look at, ladies and gentlemen, we just talked about what a fractional share is. So let's get down to the nitty and gritty and let's talk about why do companies do this. Companies do stock splits in order, they're driving the price of the stock down to increase the demand for their stock. So, you know, for prime example, one share of Tesla is almost $2,000. If you don't have $2,000, you don't invest into Tesla because you don't have the money. So for prime example, if you have $300, you can buy a fractional share, a piece of a company. So when a stock splits, let's take Apple. Apple is going to go to $100-something. Now it's more affordable, more people buy it. So it increases demand. So when you have large hedge funds and things like that, they can now, let's take a portfolio. I may only have $200 in cash. Apple costs $400. I can't afford it. So I skip over Apple and I go to, let's say, Starbucks. But now that Apple is going to only be $100, now I can do it. Now, first thing we're going to walk through, ladies and gentlemen, this is a regular stock split. This is when you own a full share. So for prime example, you have one share of Apple for $400. One share of Apple, $400, right? Apple announces that it's going to do a 4-to-1 stock split. Prince, what does that mean? Here we go. So now you're going to do a 4-to-1 stock split. So you're going to do 4 times 1. I don't know why I put a dot here. So 4 times 1 is 4. So now you had one share before. You had one share before times 4 because one share is now turning into 4. You're going to have 4 shares. Now you're going to have 4 shares of stock. You're going to divide it by the amount that you invested, $400. So when it's all said and done, after the stock split happens, you're going to have 4 shares for $100. Before the stock split, you had 100 shares of Apple at $400. Now you're going to have 4 shares of Apple for $100 after the split. Now the next thing you're going to do now, okay, what if I have a fractional share? Here we go. Let's say if you only had a half of Apple's share. You invested $200. You only have a half a share, right? Apple announces that it's going to do the same 4-to-1 stock split. Now you're going to say, hey, 4 times 0.5, which is a share. You know, you only had 0.5. You only had a share. 4 times 0.5 equals 2 shares. So now you're going to end up with 2 shares. So 2 shares, you invested $200. You divided that 2, divided by that 200, which you invested. After the stock split, you're going to have 2 shares for $100 each, right? So Before the stock split, you had a half a share for $200. After the stock split, you're going to have 200 shares for, not 200 shares, you're going to have two shares for $100. How did I get that? I did a half a share times four, because that was a stock split, times four, half a share times four. I came up with 0.5 times four, which is 50% times four. I came up with two shares. And then I did two shares divided by 200, which is the amount you invested. You're going to have two shares for $100 if you have a fractional share, right? And it'll be the same thing with dividends. So if you have, now that you have two shares, if ever dividend gets 10 cent, then you're going to get 10 cent, right? That's what's going to happen. So that's what's going to happen, a regular stock split. Then we also went into the fractional stock split, which you're looking at right now, before and after the stock split happens. And also, that's pretty much is going to be it. Hopefully that made sense. So I am doing this live. I usually don't do my tutorials live, but I did this one live today. So how's it going, Miss Ruby? Gary, what's going on? Tony, what's going on from Cleveland? What's going on, Owens? Owens there. And Mo Paulson, what it do, Dex? What's going on, Mo? Miss Beverly here from St. Louis. Thank you for checking in. And King Carter checking in from New York City. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the comedian actor Rodney Perry will be on the show live on Wednesday, August 26th, I think that is. He'll be on live at 4 p.m. He's going to be talking about his new role in the upcoming hit movie, classic, Coming to America Part 2. He's going to be talking about the finances, his finances in the financial industry, and his recent battle with COVID-19. He just cleared himself from COVID-19. So he's going to be talking about his finances, going from a military veteran all the way to, you know, to Hollywood, essentially, right? So, hey, how you doing there? Kathy Odom, how you doing? Terrell, what's going on from the Philippines? Wow, okay, in the Philippines. Anthony, what's going on? I know he's from Pennsylvania. Philly, he's from Philly, all right. Karen, hi, how you doing, Karen? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we just went over that to give y'all a quick recap. We talked about, what is the stock split? We talked about fractional shares. We broke down how fractional share stock splits look. We looked at how regular stock splits look. And we also talked about why do companies split stocks? We know Apple and Tesla getting ready to do big stock splits. So here we go. It's great for me. I have 100 shares of Tesla and 125 shares of Apple. Woo! Miss Ruby got some money going on over there. 100 shares of Tesla at $2,000? 2,000 times 100? All right, I see that, Miss Ruby. Miss Ruby is sitting on a nice piece of change. Congratulations. So when the stock splits, Tesla's doing a 5-to-1. So she's going to go from 100 shares to 500 shares of Tesla for, I'm guessing around about $600. So congratulations to you, Ms. Ruby. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is my tutorial. This is not an episode I was going to do, but I just want to do a live tutorial. Y'all let me know what y'all think of the live tutorials that I'm doing. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you guys and girls see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out. Thank you.